Hello there, everyone. I'm really happy today to share a communion message with all of you. And thanks to Steve for inviting me to share a communion message with you, too. And before I start, I want to say hi to Jay watching this service from home right now. He can't join us, but say hi to him. When I think about the cross, one word that comes to mind is intercession. So it's a big word for a pleading on behalf of another person, right? So we're kind of familiar with, actually we're pretty familiar with that concept when we're younger, when we get into trouble with one of the parents, right? We kind of rely on the other parents to be the case for us, right? You know, so we know how it goes, and our kids do the same thing to us too, right? And it's great because without that, you know, it's going to be, you know, rather rough, you know. And we have some example of interceding, you know. If you go to 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 4 to 6, you can go there. There's the one example that it said that when King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." He wanted to seize the prophet, right? But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not put it back, right? Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God. Then the king said to the man of God, "Intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored." So the man of God interceded with the Lord, and the king's hands was restored and became as it was before. So wow, that is a great story about intercession. You know, when you want to intercede, you want the person to have a really good relationship with the person you're pleading with, right? Then, you know, things will do well. So there comes the time that I want to share a story. Do you want to hear a good story? Okay, that really helped me to understand, right? So 2 years ago in the summer, I was driving on 400. It is right after rain. There's no car in front of me. And the light turned green. And I was really enjoying myself, right? My constitutional right to pursuit of happiness there. And then I saw a police car right next to the road, and I'm in trouble. And he pulled me over, gave me a speeding ticket for this. Oh, great. That was a bummer. But I remember that, you know what, I was a member of this, you know, prepaid legal service. So I just called up the lawyer and said, "Hey, you know what, just give me some advice what I'm supposed to do with it." And he said, "Okay, don't worry. Give me a copy of your ticket, and I will meet you on the court day." I said, "Really? You will do that?" I said, "Yeah, we'll take it for you." So okay. So on the court day, I showed up. I saw people lining up, you know, to get their docket, whatever. So I guess I have to line up too. By the time it came to my turn, they couldn't find my file. Like, okay, huh, we couldn't find your file. Are you sure? I said, "Yeah, I'm sure. But maybe you will go to the clerk to see what's going on." So I went to the clerk, said, they couldn't find my docket. I don't know what's going on. They get my information, and they go to the back, say, "Well, we couldn't find it either. Somebody must have pulled your file." I said, "Okay." And then the lawyer came and said, "Are you Armstrong?" So I said, "Yes, okay." He said, "I've already talked to the judge. Everything all arranged. All you need to do is pay the fine, sign the form here, and there will be no record of this incident on your file, right? So as if it never happened before, nobody would know what happened, so your insurance won't go up, everything will be fine." I was like, wow, that's great. Okay, tell me where to sign, pay the fine, I'm scot-free, right? But then I think, wow, that must be what intercession means like. I have sin, I have debt, but then Jesus, you know, talked to God, and I'm free. Like, nothing has happened before. Like, wow, there must be, the feeling is so free, so good. Like, now I understand what it really, really means, you know. So, in Hebrew chapter 7, verse 23 to 25, it talks about that Jesus is no ordinary priest. He said, "Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in the office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he's able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them." Like, wow. That to me, that is the message of the cross, is that I have somebody who's really on good terms with God, interceding for me so that, you know, my sins could be forgiven. So the next time when you lose faith, next time when you're down, Next time when you're questioning about where you stand in front of God, remember that Jesus is always on the job, speaking up for you, pleading on your behalf. Let's pray for the communion. Father God, thanks so much for sending Jesus to intercede for us, because otherwise we couldn't stand a chance, God. And I, you know, it seems sometimes you feel like it's too good to be true. Yes, it's too good to be true for us, but you pay a heavy, heavy price for that. And for that, we thank you. And I pray that through this communion, we'll just be glad, be thankful, and, you know, have a deeper faith in you. I pray in your son's name. Amen.